Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Well, the founder of and leader of Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, that there was a report out that they were being biased. And the way it works, if you're not familiar with social media, and it's really difficult, nobody really has their finger on it, but they have, you know, programs set up that determines how long or what will be seen. If you have, for example, this one guy, they said he had 75 friends, right? And they reported on the news, that's not many friends. I'm like, 75 friends is a lot of friends.
It's a lot to keep up with.
You know, and what the friends means really for Facebook is just somebody that somehow clicked on a link.
I clicked the button
link
75 times.
That said friend. And but that's what they're talking about. But when you put something on your Facebook, you may be thinking, how come my family doesn't say anything back to me? Well, everybody doesn't see everything you post. They determine who's going to see what you post.
Mm-hmm.
They call it a logarithm, but it's a program that says, even though you may have 100 friends, they may only show that to 20 of your friends. 20 based on some sort of rhythmic thing that they created. Well, when you buy advertising or you have some political viewpoint, like people are posting, you know, which candidate they're for or what values they're for, people think, and you see people that don't know this, and they're just spilling their heart out on Facebook, not realizing that Facebook's going to determine who gets to see that and who doesn't. You may have 1,000 friends on your Facebook, but all 1,000 of them will not see what you post. So if you're wondering why your grandchildren didn't say something back to you or why your friend didn't say something, it's not always they didn't see it. It's not always they didn't reply to you. They might not have even seen it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they're talking about. They're talking about, is it right for a social media company to pick and choose who gets to see what in regards to liberal political viewpoints and conservative political viewpoints? And so they were saying there's some sort of bias against any conservative viewpoints. The first thing that we have to remember is that Facebook is a company. It's a business. It's a private company. And if we are for constitutional rights, they can do whatever they want to.
Yeah.
We don't have to be and use Facebook. Well, we have a Facebook page. It's VFNTV. It's facebook.com/VFNTV. You can see it on your screen. We like it. It's a great way to be able to keep in contact with folks. We have, you know, from all over the world, actually. But it doesn't mean everybody gets to see everything that happens. That's what they chose. But what I thought was so cool is that when a senator confront one particular man confronted Zuckerberg about this political bias, it was a senator addressing these particular allegations, that Mark made a point. He had a meeting, called everybody together. He says, listen, we don't want to be perceived that way.
Yeah.
He didn't have to do that. People don't have to give you a place in their business. But he made a point. He says, we don't want to be that. We want to be able to. And what we found out based on the reports was they were looking at certain news sources to be able to determine what they wanted to trend. In other words, trend would be what they're going to have show up on your Facebook when you log in the most.
Mm-hmm.
And they just so happened to be using liberal news sources, and whatever they were, like Huffington Post, I believe, was one of them. I'm not sure. But whatever they were running, that's what they trended. Well, obviously, it's a liberal type leaning press. But what they decided to do is not to use those forms of media anymore and just allow it to happen. I thought it was pretty interesting. You know, I mean, there's like 1 billion people on Facebook, supposedly.
And the mere fact that you have a privately held company wanting to know that feedback and then not only taking that, but then taking a responsive action and saying, well, we don't want to be perceived that way. That's not a lot of companies are going to respond that way.
That's really important because whether we like it or not, this is where things are going. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's going in the area of connectivity. That word of mouth advertising has always been the best form of advertising. But what better than to have someone who's connected to a few of their friends, who's connected to a few of their friends, who's connected to a few of their friends. And next thing you know, within a short period of time, they have things they call going viral. And that's somebody sharing with somebody, sharing with somebody. So if you got a great product, you got a great service, you have a great program, a prophetic program, mm-hmm. like VFNTV.
Absolutely.
You know, it just gets around the world. And we think it's a great thing to be able to do that. But we also think about Google is another search type mechanism in regards to, they're not obviously not social media. They have a thing that's out there that people don't really know much about. But they have, they determine who's going to be the first one to come up based on these kind of programming on searches. And that's so important because so many people do not go and type in in the address bar, vfntv.com. They go right to the Google search and they type in VFNTV inside the search. Then they click on it. What you did when you've done that way, you've given Google the data on your life and what's going on because they're tracking all that. Well, we've noticed that in our viewpoint, and we feel like we have the best we can do in keeping the conversation light and biblically sound as we can, that when we first launched, and we'll be celebrating 4 years in a couple days, that Google was putting us out everywhere. But as our viewpoint became more evident that we were, for God, and we were, for folks, and we speaking prophetically about what's going on, we noticed that Google began to change our analytics and change, how we were getting out there, and they controlled that. They determined that. And so it is pretty important. It can change a business overnight.
Mm-hmm.
But we're on so many different platforms. We're in Google's aspect of it. We're in Facebook, but we're also in SoundCloud, which is actually based out of Germany, but we're SoundCloud all over the place. We have our own app that's going on. We have so many different forms of being out there. It's amazing, including podcasts. And so we think it's great. I mean, every way that we can get the word out. There was a day that, people who were wanting to talk to people about God and the goodness of God, they had to show up with a bullhorn on the back of a pickup truck with a sign and go through the community and neighborhood. This is back in the, 40s, 50s, and 30s. And they had to begin to open up a big tent and get people to come to it and go knock on every door. But we can talk right now. I mean, just a bare minimum. On the Gulf Coast, 1.4 million folks.
That's right.
On the Gulf Coast. And that's not including the world and the state and all that we're talking with. And that, we have listeners in Saudi Arabia. We have listeners in the Middle East and Africa and India.
We're on every continent.
Every continent. And I think it's a good thing. I mean, are they going to mess with it? Yeah, they're going to mess with it. But they find out when revival begins to hit the way that we're seeing it hit, they're going to be wanting to spread it everywhere because it's going to be the happening thing. What God is doing is he's healing and delivering, and entire cities are turning over to the leadership of God as a third great awakening kicks in.
Yeah.
And it's just going to be every outlet that you can imagine. So I want to, give a shout out to Mark Zuckerberg, right? Zuckerberg. That, he wanted to meet and wanted it to be right. I think that's pretty cool. That's a big step, for fairness, which means, bad things and good things. Mm-hmm. But hey, don't complain about the bad things if you're not putting good things out there. We got to quit screaming at the darkness, right?
And just shine the light.
And start being the light. And that's what we're doing at VFN TV, is keeping the conversation light. When we get back from this break, we're going to be talking specifically about how important it is to learn how to tread in life, how to tread water. It might not make sense, but it will make sense when we talk about it in just a moment. But so many people are trying to shoot for the moon. They're trying to get the, I don't know if you've ever seen this Discovery Channel where you're watching this young couple. They're just two people, a husband and a wife, and they're buying a mansion of a house with five rooms in it. And they say, we got to have a big yard for our dog. And you're thinking like, it's like $1 million house, and so many people are thinking that way. Why? They can't even tread water. They can't. Every time they stop, they sink no matter what good they do. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.